So,
Kevin, use the
your alter ego MD Rat.
Everyone tells him the human belly.
So, that'd be a good thing to have told me earlier.
So, guys, panics, guess that's such runway. The MP changed.
Yeah, the ability to change form.
Wait!
What was.
And they're tackling a Browning Hill.
Come on! He doesn't get rid of him. They're tackling some Browning Hill.
Body, can you get a
thing from a bear?
That's changed.
He wants to be a question.
I'm robot shoot.
Okay.
What kind of upper limits on strength?
Well.
A robot, then he might get the penalty.
But that's a lot of points.
That would be a lot of
the robot.
Right, so how strong does the robot
kill thing want to be? Right, the robot kill con and ball?
It will lower.
After a human, you know what I mean?
Because he normally would tell the robot.
I think six is the most.
To kill or stun.
Yeah. So you want to be a normal human.
I will chase after them as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So they catch up to him, like 100 yards down.
Six.
And bear him down, because there's two of them.
36 points.
And he's all saying, no, no, it wasn't me.
What happened? What's going on here?
Let's see, a body of. Body of.
Are you bald?
Where is a human?
I'll lift him up at one hand and say, where the hell is it?
Ah! Alright, make a. Split a.
Intimidation.
Intimidation. Influence aura.
Five or six is.
What the heck is
a damage possible? Like that. So, body six.
Yeah, but
it would also be 36.
What's
so if you get the you have an R number
Dex
on the on your whatever
like Dex of six just keep it so Dex of six will actually be slightly more expensive. Dex of six would
not a
42.
Okay, not five.
Okay, and then your other stats.
So the opposing value is
five.
Two.
Four or five.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you, I don't know, you need like a seven or something.
Let's try.
Well, actually, you were intimidated. The quality value is zero. You need like five.
Well, I intimidated him.
Let's see how the question is.
Two.
Okay.
Ah, don't kill me!
So.
He's a stalker.
So I think I wouldn't be wearing my suit because my biggest fear is somebody like shames me. So at least if I get shamed in my normal way, then at least I can still be a superhero by changing, you know, my haircut or something. Because everybody buys that in this era.
Yeah.
But I would carry like, you know, a 45.
No moves.
Okay.
All
right. So you haven't got it. So you still first in?
Looks like
yeah.
Okay.
Because it's better to be heroic in both guises.
Okay. So let's make initiative rolls.
When I wave my gun at him, brandish if you will. They don't seem impressed.
Not the sports director.
What about the mole?
Mole is impressed.
Oh, then I command that the mole call him off. Call him off, mole.
Did you see that? Kevin admitted the other guy was the sport master.
Kid cricket.
So tomorrow will be dressed up as a volleyball
player.
Football
player.
Highlight.
What's that?
Highlight.
Football player or something. Highlight. That's a good one.
So what do I need for initiative? How does that work?
So there's an initiative value here, and you roll 2d10. So you can keep rolling. Yep, banana.
Six.
so I add Kate to what I have on this sheet.
Yes.
Okay. 42.
L.
45.
What? Who was that? That's the Sportmaster?
Sportmaster.
Sportmaster. His name really is the Sportmaster.
I recognize the description.
Oh, my God. I thought that was something along the lines of eating kid cantaloupe in the grave.
Yeah, he was a fellow of the Justice Society of America, and
I keep an eye on the Green Lantern, because
he has a wood bat.
He's
Sportsmaster with a Green Lantern bow?
That's my guess,
because he has a wood bat, and Green Lantern's ring works against everything but wood due to an amoral impurity.
I thought it worked against everything except yellow.
That's the second Green Lantern, you fool.
Damn it. is that the black one?
No, that's the fourth Green Lantern.
I thought there was a whole army of Green Lanterns.
Yeah. Well, yes, but they're...
They're really shaped like a shmoo and like a breast from Starfire Gears.
Drasolites?
So, he
tosses up a baseball, says, better.
Get next to blow. Do I see it in the face?
Well, let's see the issue.
All right.
There was Al Jordan,
and then there was Guy Gardner, and then there was John Stewart, then there was Kyle.
Seven?
Okay. Kyle someone. Greener.
That's Guy Gardner, by the way.
Guy Gardner.
I'm
Guy Gardner.
Childhood.
Actually, is that on the support?
Did like all of them die and pass on their rings?
Well, no, you see... Well, kind of. After he's tried to destroy the entire universe and wiped out the entire Green Lantern part of the version.
Someone had to. They were too powerful. Those were too many points.
Guy Gardner and John Stewart were Hal Jordan's
Sportsmaster has a weaponry of 8.
I thought I read that. The agent will have a weaponry of 11.
He doesn't want to hate and kill you.
So he has a
It
wouldn't be sporting.
So right now, he needs a 13 to hit you.
Although, really, you think there'll be someone running around.
But that's too high, so he's going to raise the staff. So he's supposed to spend 9 hero points.
Do I have any hero points?
Nope. Well, people who played the first adventure, they do have a hero
point. Just take it in the turret from somebody who's wearing clean.
Okay, so he raises, so basically he's raising his weaponry to 11. So now he needs a...
Did he just buy up his skill before attacking you?
I think it's a temporary buy-up.
So you can use, yes, for just this one attack. So 3 hero points to raise it by 1. Up to double.
Alright.
Double your
the
skill.
I'm gonna find you tomorrow when
you're.
I'm scared.
Kick
the crap out of you.
So you can't have more than one
right
somebody else. 13.
9, 7, 16.
Oops. Did you convert? Putting you in front of 30.
Yeah!
Cricket! Oh! Okay, so you get 3 column shifts. The baseball hits you and explodes.
Your body is 5. So 10 versus 5 is 4.
3 column shifts is 10.
Yeah.
So you take 10 damage. So normally, if he was trying to kill you, you'd be at -5. And you'd be dead.
Okay.
Since he's not trying to kill you, you can only go down 1. And if there, you go unconscious.
Alright. So I go out like a light.
You go out like a light.
Knocked out by the sports master.
Home run, baby.
That's what he said. Home run.
You don't hear that, though.
He might have been speeding his dad down.
You hear the home run.
He points to the wall. Jerks will use the seats. Oh, no. I say it. I'm sorry.
So you're the light?
That's right.
The light.
The light is out! Oh, turn off the light!
Yeah, he was hitting the light, though.
But I'm not dressed like a light. I'm dressed like Brad here.
Oh,
guy with a 45. If I had been closer. Right, Harris.
Yeah,
but it's not very hard to knock people out. That's what I've discovered.
I mean, I thought about doing it that way, but this way.
That's why Kevin got rid of my claws.
Well, that's why he lowered my neutralize skill from like 18 to 12.
18?
Cheap skill! And all it can do is suck somebody else's power.
Won't really knock anybody out or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, I used to be able to clock the steel.
Yeah, that's cool. Me and you together, I can select their ability to withstand your claws.
Yeah, I was
going
to find this person, so something really high. Figured Kevin would be
good.
No, yeah, later.
Well, I
can't
get into this. Okay, there. Yeah, so I'm still. Well, no, I after I took care of business in the apartment,
okay.
Picked up my snack.
Snack.
I tried to track the scent of the of either the bad guys or my grandma.
Okay.
And see where they had this trouble.
Yeah, tracking the scent.
Currently at 5 shells.
All I remember from the rules is that something like 6-6, like a human or something generic, but it's like 8-8 if it's a Jimmy Olsen or Secretariat.
Grandma's have strong sense. That should be easy.
All grandmas have strong sense.
So it's fucked down. Alright, it's OVRV.
Okay, so now what do I do? OVRV.
So,
all because it says here, track OVRV 6,
you can go over
8 individuals. So I have a 6?
So you have your power, which is 6.
Okay.
So that's your AVE. It's 6.
AVE. Okay, because OVRV here is 0-8 or 8.
It's just different things.
Okay. So 6, so I'm here. I'm AV, right?
Right. Versus 8-OV.
8-OV.
So you need a 13 just to do anything.
Okay.
And because of the EVRV, you probably going to need a 15 to do any effect.
EVRV, because so realistically, I need to hop one thing over. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Hey, 21?
Okay.
Grandma!
Boy, that's strong perfume, Grandma! And you gave her that perfume.
Damn, white shoulders is easy to try.
Alright.
So, can you tell me exactly what that does?
Okay.
So, I was here, 6 or 8, so I needed 13. I got a 21, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So now I go over here. Now, over.
It's again 6 versus 8.
It's again 6 versus 8, so. That's an and, but then
you go 3 left.
Wait, isn't it 6 up here?
It's 8 4.
No, it's 8 there. And then 6. So and. And then 1, 2, 3 columns.
So you got 3 AP and 3
columns. 3 AP and 3 columns. Okay.
Which is real good.
Yeah, so 1.7.
Okay, apparently.
So you took way under my own.
I'll chase myself. I'll distract myself on the way with small furry bits of
national attraction or national interest.
Meanwhile, the sportsman has me down with a golf.
You're swinging a big bird then, man.
He's got to be
four.
You know, croquet.
All right,
put your head down. Bob next to it.
Yep.
And then we can make a roll.
I did 4 AP.
Let's see, which one are you? You are
painter. What are rats?
Result
AP.
Oh, got it.
I just like the sound. Because Kevin and I would get from core.
So, like, in general, one rat is success.
Yes. Some of us are
success. Oh, so 3 rats, both pretty good.
2 rappers?
Run the FC.
No,
they're rappers too. Let's see. So you're not going to talk to your parents?
Huh?
So, okay. So,
that's fine.
So you find a crumpled up flyer.
Flyer? What's this, boy?
A peace rally at the park today.
concept.
Oh, what? Or is there any pictures?
There is a symbol. There is a green peaceable.
Does this mean
anything
to you
boys?
Green peace
bastards?
Does
green
this mean anything to you boys?
There we go.
Oh, yeah, there's hopefully some stupid peace rally at the park today. We're going to go there and cross roads.
Obviously, this is a clue to go. We should go there now. Let's go.
Okay. So you go to the peace park.
Sure.
Okay, so that's two people now.
I gave the wings to El Diablo.
I need just...
La Diablo.
He hangs out with me all the time. La Diablo.
Oh, shoot. You have metal deal, so
leave you stuff.
I don't have my pack yet?
No, you have your
pack. 54 points.
This scenario is the cat origin for
yourself. Oh, oh, the cat origin. I'll just white out my character.
They're performing...
Okay, so you two. You're still in college.
We're going to go over to Hollis Mason now.
Okay, so you go to Mason's place?
The local...
Alright, so to increase one of your stats...
So, what do you want to start looking there?
I'll go inside this time and then try and use my psychic powers to track.
So, inside you see, like, the main room. You want the furniture turned over. So, you can brew blood here.
So, I want to use my analytical smells out of tracking some psychic powers to try and detect where he's gone.
We'd
go from costing.
Well, what are they for? I need to write down the things.
It will mean. That means you add those two together.
Your action and then your result.
What's my
Let's see. OBRD2.
I make it.
So we are
So I got my number here.
Right. So you need to, like, I don't know, four or five.
How many colleges is that?
Seven. No colleges.
Well, are you retarded?
Okay, so then just look at the...
You put down the margarine tub, which is your usual amusement. So you're concerned if you grab the clue.
The army's still two.
So six versus...
Oh, they didn't merge her yet.
No.
I got three wraps.
Oh, hand turned butter.
Put down the grease
and
the
yellow.
They did have it.
So you find several
okay.
good items to...
So do. What are we doing, Kevin? Are we still in the first apartment?
You went to Hollis Mason's place, now.
Okay. Should I roll for looking around there, too?
Sure. It will. There's two. So you find a little pin, so it's AMA in it.
So
that's
Chris's character.
Okay,
and
the
rules,
actually, I need to see how
one of my powers works. You
may actually
be trying to use them.
Yeah.
Pacifist. What are
the hero's names? No, the skin armor.
You mean a
piece of this.
Invulnerable.
That would be a defensive power. Nobody could break you very easily.
Suicide squid.
Suicide squid. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been tied up with myself.
So what did we turn up?
Okay. So you found a pen with DNA.
Okay.
With DNA in it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is you want to do your elements and then what's cool smell?
Well, first, now that I found this pin, I want to use my post-cognition.
Actually, Kevin, this might be a little easier to read.
Okay.
That's correct.
The OB is the time.
Yeah. OBRB is 12.
Time?
Because it was...
Yeah, you used to be high enough powers to be able to use these effectively, but then they all got pushed down.
I used to fly at 9, you know? Not anymore.
I used to have a 14.
And now you're restricted to a wheelchair.
I could fly not in a wheelchair. See, that's how bad
it is. I can't use this power anymore.
Alright, so you got any idea of your background?
Yes. Spanish Civil War.
Okay.
I was Lincoln Underground Cave, got superpowers.
You're a greaser?
No, I ran Lincoln Brigade.
So I guess I'll go ahead and try and use my analytical smell slash track.
You know, later on, I'll turn up those memories.
Okay.
I did track where
Hollis went.
That's fine.
Okay. It is...
What did you think you could be missing?
You can't be
missing.
You can't be missing.
That's obscure. Why the hell would you do that?
Well, you keep going to the reunion. Everybody pretends they don't know you, even though none of the guys.
So you're still tracking them
either.
So 6-6. Alright, Kevin, I got 3.
The best part is irrational picture of nonsense.
Okay.
Detecting.
So that's the same chance.
Which side of the statue?
So yeah, you're the commie.
Okay. The communist side.
I don't make my track.
You're a commie.
Apparently.
Well,
I did
take
the Nazis. Commie geezer.
Something is interfering with the psychic emanations, preventing me from tracking Hollis Mason to his source. There's clearly great supernatural power here, and we should advance
yeah,
with care, yet fearlessly.
Wait, what?
Did
you see that last part again?
We should go to the peace rally.
With fearless care.
That, indeed, was my next move, because they were probably taken before they could go, and thus there is something important going on there.
We should figure out what this
quickly, to the Gilmore reveal.
We should figure out what this kid means,
too. just a pen. What were the initials?
ANA.
American Naval Association.
We must support foreign
I think I'll go to the
Singing of the Kentucky sector.
I believe.
Yeah, the
Dr. Midriff. That's part of
I think I was going to go to the library and research the pen. Okay,
meet you at the
peace rally.
It all comes together.
He's got the pin that just says L on it.
No, he's the head of the ANA.
The American Naval Association?
Uh-huh, because he's Dr. Midriff.
Dr. Midriff?
Yeah, I think you need MD, Dr. Riff. Midriff.
Yes.
MD Riff.
MD Riff.
But we need Dr. Mid Ships.
I thought he was PhD Riff.
Well, it depends on what type of naval.
I don't think anybody here has any medical skills whatsoever.
Suddenly.
It's a lot funnier now.
Man. I could try. Probably wouldn't want me to.
Okay. Chris. So, I'm off to the peace rally and my plucky assistant is off to the library.
Okay.
So, Chris, you're in
Hawaii.
For some reason you're here.
You're in the peace rally because you're a pastor.
I don't know. You just walk in, you're probably in a tourist or something.
You're a tourist.
American Nurses Association.
Where's the other round of board you'd like to
see?
Yeah,
or see what everybody else does. So you're walking down the street. So make a perception roll, which is int will.
Is there.
Which is a 4-4.
A Navy
kind
of
or is it so far beyond?
Navy
is
always
up there.
Yeah.
The Marines, that was smart.
Yeah.
Well, Marines is part of Navy.
Army and Navy would
be the Air Force isn't around yet. There's still the Air Force.
And there's still questions about whether or not the Navy should be allowed to operate airplanes.
But the women have their separate army. There's the women's.
The
WACS. Off to the corner of your eye, you see, like, there's some kind of scuffle.
So the founding people of,
it's like
ADA.
A businessman is being accosted. Three black guys.
American.
Well, actually, four people. Three of the black
American
guys. No black guys.
American Negro Alliance?
Black people
in
Hawaii, that
means
doesn't like
you. They could be Hawaiians, they all look black to you.
That's a Spaniard. That's unlikely.
That's not possible.
To be clear.
Well, let's see. I made
3 non-whites.
Well, in that case, I will step into a handy thing that allows me to quickly change into
Handy thing? What type of thing are you?
Bag of holding?
Iron lung?
They don't have crumbs in the 1940s.
Is that right?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, you're well, in a park, aren't you?
You need to step into a...
You just like walk
into a campfire.
Step into a campfire.
But there are some people about...
You can just walk over and bust him in the chops. It's not like you have giant lights coming out of your noodle.
That is cool. I will walk over there and interfere with the refugee.
Okay. So the white guy notices you and walks up to you. This is none of your business. Move along.
Nothing to see.
You and your farmhands better leave here now.
How many of you shoot their BDS?
Okay. Oh, are you talking to him? Or
no. I thought the four black guys were beating up on the white guy.
No, there's three black guys and a white guy. You can't even put the white guy.
Okay.
It's okay.
So white guy wants to see.
Okay.
The bad white guy.
That was unclear. There are two white guys.
Yes.
One of them is Peter, a BD.
Okay. In that case...
Where are you talking?
It's the shade.
God, I feel these
There's only one villain from the 1940s. You're the top man.
It's Abraham Lincoln, man.
Clearly, Kevin hadn't counted on having somebody in the party who's actually read all the 1940s DC comics.
It was just a poopster in a top hat.
Yep. We could drop all of a sudden.
Ah!
That's why they call them shade.
They turn invisible.
Oh, finally, you can change now.
So get the character who's invisible, you take the swing and you miss it. What do you want to do?
Hey,
Eric,
are these your
die
codes?
Hmm. Strangely enough, you can't see if I would have joined.
All right. Might these, right? You just pick them up.
Yeah, never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Hmm, takes the shape.
Usually.
I
there shouldn't be
very
many left.
We need to
see
this.
Eat them alive, darkness.
Take up his top hat.
Why?
I have the thief skill.
You pick up his top hat and what?
Quietly.
Yeah.
I was the one suggesting he was going to run with it going neener, neener,
neener.
Looks like a
trip. Okay, you
go over
your
father. Charles
Nelson Reilly?
Yeah. Bye. All right, Billy, you're on Lisville. You're unconscious. An hour passes, so now you
can That was one of the more twisted Sid Marty Krofft jokes.
Well, on the wedding registry, I asked for that.
Yeah,
there's a Sid Marty Krofft DVD that contains...
Yeah, one episode of everything.
I've seen the special. I think it's a couple of...
those guys had to do it a lot of drugs.
Of Puffin Stuff.
Yeah.
There were actually two things. There was a Puffin Stuff one and a generic Sid Marty Krofft one.
HR Puffin Stuff?
Yeah.
So where are you registered?
If you guys ever saw Mr. Show, they had a... Oh, yeah.
Amazon. William Sonoma.
When's your wedding?
April 4th. You should have gotten an invitation. 5th.
Oh, the 4th if you want to show up.
You should have.
I
do you have the right address on Sweet's website?
Yeah, I do.
It'll show up.
You sure? Because they were sent out the same time as everybody else. Did everybody else get one?
Yeah.
Like,
well, you sent
you just gave it to
them. Yeah, I got it pretty quick.
You probably got most of our RSVPs already.
There's a reason that I can think of one. I don't have a key to my mailbox. He just gives me my mail, so I'll yell at him.
So anything fancy, just throws away.
I think it was addressed to Chris and Guest. Yeah, could have gotten to somebody else, I don't know.
So, Chris for Guest, he's coming.
But check, because I looked up your address on his website. So if it's right, it should have gotten
to your
right.
Address a long time.
It's right.
So what do I do in an hour?
Okay, so since your health is zero or better, you get to recover hit points after an hour.
So I'm still fighting.
You're still fighting. So the roll is your original body.
5.
Versus, if it's zero or more, it's versus zero. If it's negative, it's negative.
I get a 7. That'll go against 0.
Right, so...
So 5 versus 0 is...
So
needed a 4.
And I get a 7.
Okay, so 5 EV
so
versus 0.
No column shifts.
It's not?
No, you need at least 1.
So 5, but 5 versus 0 is A, so you get all of your points.
Yeah, so you get 5 points back, which is all your points.
All right.
And you wake up after an hour. Oh, you're tired.
Tied up.
Yeah. It should be pretty easy to get away.
Escape artist?
Yeah.
Wait, do you have a suit on?
No.
Are you an escape artist to everyone? That's what
all right.
I was an escape artist as well.
So go ahead and roll to get out of the
my room. Only skill is a cult.
Escape artist is 8 or thief.
Okay, you get out of the ropes.
All right. Yeah.
You're a thief.
You got still on my 45?
Yeah, I have 3 skills on it.
There's an elf there.
So well, you have one of the most of the, I think, the elf.
Does it say... BM at the bottom? Oh no, I was thinking Batsman. SM?
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 There's a little picture of a bat.
I see. Yeah, I drew a caricature of me being hit by a bat. Sorry.
You were hit by the ball, not the bat. I believe you are actually hit by the explosive concussion of the ball.
Alright, and so I find a note that says, nice try.
Yeah.
Explosive baseball.
It's just wrong.
I'll check my gun.
Still has bullets.
Okay.
No reason.
So I'll look around.
Okay.
Is the girl there?
No. Girl's gone. Doesn't look like a, you know, like a store supply or anything like that. Jewelry's still there.
Oh, cool. Jewelry.
And now you know she'll just blame the kidnapper.
That's what I said.
I'll look around
with more valuable stuff.
Find a crumpled up flyer. Okay. So and or a pin.
Yeah.
American Naval Association. Okay, go ahead and make a search roll, which is int will versus 6-6. No.
Nope.
You don't find anything. Yeah. It doesn't look like they left anything.
That pisses me off, I say to myself. Well, the mole and the batsman. I don't know anybody who would. Do I know any way to help anybody or any way to track down the mole and the sportsman?
You can hire a detective.
Huh?
Okay. So before this adventure started.
Right away, Kevin.
By the way, last month, after the attack on Pearl Harbor, President Roosevelt called on all heroes to come to the aid of the country. So,
if heroes are.
So, would anybody not step forward?
I would.
I wouldn't even know. No, yeah, I mean, step forward. I mean,
everybody would have.
Some people call us a user or a hero.
Okay.
Sounds like some good fun.
The Lost Boys would have said you are a hero. And you should step forward. But they actually don't say that part. You should step forward. They say, aren't you going to step forward?
That'd be a long conversation.
I probably would have gotten
sure.
Okay. I saw him fighting at the.
Well, Kid Invincible.
True.
Kid Invincible.
So, see if you actually consider yourself a hero. Or you know, you're like, you're so much better than all these other heroes. So, we're going through. Obviously, you're special.
You know you would have abilities which would be helpful to the government.
Yeah, but I'm already working in that capacity.
Oh, that makes it a little more questionable.
Yeah, I'm the kid of Mortal Men.
Yeah, but don't you feel repressed and controlled?
No.
Okay. Apparently, you don't actually work for the government then.
No, I do work for the government already. I don't need to step forward.
Okay, so you don't step forward?
No.
Anybody else refuse?
It depends on the conversation.
I don't know.
This is at the peace rally or something, right? No, this is before. This is like right after Pearl Harbor.
Kevin, I'm thinking that I don't consider myself a hero.
Okay. You're free to believe it. Sorry.
At a point, but now.
So, let's see. The Lost Boys would bring it up to your attention.
Yeah.
They would ask you if you'd actually step forward, if you were planning to. You're obviously the kind of hero. Well, unless, of course, you've never, blown in front of them.
I'm sure
that
at one point
it
probably
happened.
All the power of the Black Condor has.
All you are is you forgot the vote, and no. I assume you were more than that.
Well, I'm still away.
It depends on the nature, how much trouble they've gotten in the past. I mean, basically, the only thing I'm doing is helping them out. And
Kevin, if this was... If this was right after Pearl Harbor, I probably would have gone to Dave and Chris and encouraged them. Okay, some mysterious girl comes up to you.
That hadn't seen
you.
That you haven't seen before.
Well, after the little fight, if you didn't materialize
or introduce
yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I would have wanted to talk to the army officials to find out where I was and what the hell was going on. Okay.
So, then I guess that's
and explain that these two guys were helping.
Okay.
So we all go to the recruitment center together?
Wait. I'm sure Team Invisible was there for
it. The serial number? Tattooed into our arm?
The greater.
The greater. The greater. They tattoo us on our arm and give us the smallpox vaccine.
You're confusing it with a Nazi concentration camp.
So they're basically...
Sure, the conspiracy thing.
So President Roosevelt starts an umbrella organization to coordinate heroes' actions.
Called Umbrella, right?
Umbrella. He calls it the
United
Umbrella.
Something.
Okay.
And it's more of a, at least over in these parts, it's more of a intelligence type advisory country.
With islands are branched.
But if we ever go to New York, we can go to the all team meetings in the old World Fair
all hands meeting
thing.
So anyway, that was beforehand.
Yes, I have contacts with somebody who might be able to help me hunt down this apparently supervillain.
I know someone who can help.
Okay, well, I want to go and get in. Do superheroes fly around this town?
And was it a fly?
Sure, it's
that. Okay, so like people know they're heroes and all that, right? Okay, well then I go home, get in my outfit.
Will there be enough time for you to go and grab a coat for the show?
I go home, get in my outfit, and is there like a number or something? Where's this call? I call Mabel, the operator, and say
1-800-ASSQUAD.
Yeah, there's a phone number, because right now you guys don't have any sort of...
Meeting hall?
Yeah, meeting hall.
Alright, well, I call that number.
Yeah. Okay, so...
We should be the Hawaiian
Ultimate
Squadron League Extraordinaire.
What do you need?
Well, I tell them who I am.
Capital.
And I tell them that,
Life.
Exactly. That there's a hero who's on a rampage and kidnapping young ladies and beating up normals.
You mean the villain you mean?
Okay. There's a person with superpowers, a supervillain, who's kidnapping young ladies.
I'll take a job for it.
And
old ladies,
apparently. And,
I tell you, many human term has...
So, I'm gonna lead the effort, but I need a sidekick who can help locate him.
Human. Okay, what can you talk about?
Where?
Or, you know, like, Joe's Bar or something.
Okay. I give him this number. When?
Okay. He says he'll get back to you in an hour. He'll try to call some of the people.
In that.
Okay.
If anybody's free to help you.
All right.
Does my watch ring?
Not yet.
Uh-oh.
It's
you guys
rat.
You guys don't know anything. Right.
Yeah, so you went to the library.
Me and him are accosting with the dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and he said
about going to this address to get his.
This is where we come in.
Okay.
So, I think I've decided that I would have registered.
Okay.
As a hero bit, so the MPs around me won't get all antsy and everything when I try to ask for that address.
That's true. Since you do have public identity, unlike his wheelchair
guy. I know someone that maybe would help. I say, wait, you put the wheel to a corner.
No, I don't do that.
Roll around the corner.
Wait, why is there an empty wheelchair there?
Actually, why
I thought you meant.
Oh.
Still in a coma.
Yeah, you should check
her out
later.
Why
in a coma? Yeah, I know. I'm serious.
It's been a month.
Yeah.
Still in a coma.
Thank you.
That's why they call them comas.
So this is before they had plugs. Plugs.
Yeah, they can't unplugger.
You can't unplugger.
He's not plugged in anything.
So I'll get the wither and die of this hero.
Okay.
And tell the MPs to take them
out. Alright, so let's take them all.
Stick a tube down their neck with applesauce.
So what are you and the sure that I didn't do.
I'm going to I'll chat a little bit with Dr. Jones, and then I'll go get my robot.
Okay. That's true. He doesn't know your secret identity.
No.
Nobody does.
No one. No one.
No one does. No. All right.
So, okay.
So he's going to look at his robot.
His what?
His robot. That's what he calls it.
Okay, my robot and the gun.
Oh,
okay. Oh. And the pistol. But I got the address, right? I was there.
Yeah, you got the address, too.
Hmm. Oh, I need to talk to you later about my wheelchair, but I got something to do. Get back my research. Are you applying for? Yeah. Radiation. Okay.
So he can throw a sack of grain 32,000 miles, but he can only throw a tank 60 miles.
What?
That's not so what do you do? So you're going to the address we saw?
Yeah.
With your robot and gun?
Yeah.
And,
I go back to my lab, throw in a wheelchair.
Actually, when you go back to your lab,
you have to scale the earth going on with arms, and it actually starts to rotate backwards.
So you, you get a phone call.
Okay. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It's from that special phone, right?
Yes, from the special phone.
Yes.
I think that a light should blink or something in his office. Yeah.
A light that only you can see, because of your special power.
Oh, that's right.
Good.
It's not on my watch. That'd be cool.
The watch vibrates. You would go hard. Alright, it says that there's a hero that needs help finding the mole.
The mole, huh?
Yes.
Where is he?
The hero or the mole?
where does he need to go?
It says, well, he can give you a phone number to contact the hero.
Okay.
Oh, he can tell you who it is, actually.
I was trying to find. I just said there's a supervillain on the list.
True.
I need a helper who can locate a superhero. Supervillain.
Supervillain. Where are you?
Where am I? Honolulu, right?
Alright, just tell me where you are, I'll go.
You're both out of the city.
Alright, I'll meet you in whatever.
Blah, blah. Okay.
Big Larry's, whatever, undersea grotto.
I look around, and do this. And fly off.
Okay.
Did you find a wheelchair abandoned?
Yes.
It's a little bit in the lab.
I stashed in my lab.
Okay. Does he at least see me? And the robot walking out when you fall.
Yeah, you used to go with him and the robot walking out.
It's. Oh, actually, I know you have a
public. That is a public identity, yeah, bro. You see someone fly out,
I laugh. No, you don't. Where are you going, Rip?
I'm going to the Sesame Shop. Where are you going here?
Oh, I got a call from the light. He needs help locating. He told me who it was, right?
No.
Okay, so
this address here because of
the mole.
Very interesting. I shall relate that information to the light. Maybe we'll meet you there.
Okay.
Fly off. Fly off.
She does.
The light is meanwhile trying to get lit. Big Larry's under sea chronic.
So I should be up pretty quickly, yeah.
Okay, so you get that.
Yeah, I should be there.
How fast do you fly?
6?
225.
Oh, man.
All right,
well, I fly at
100. So, yeah, I should be 25. You used to be higher. The funny thing is, he only has one skill point higher than you.
Hey, I think, yeah, I think that's actually a little bit faster than the speed of, like, fighter planes in this era.
Really?
So you can, like, chase down zeros, aren't you?
Five points
are
about.
I thought they were
200.
200 to 300. One more point and you can outrace them.
Which is why I lowered the speed.
Oh, really? You didn't want to be able to chase down zeros?
Not yet.
Well, all you have to do is put in 1 point worth.
That's only 30 points. Yeah, I can do it right now. Pull one in. Well, I can't.
At the end of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then you can chase down zeros.
All right. So I'm in the bar.
So,
I told you, I'm just clearing the other
seat right out. Alright. Sure. So, do you know what? So, who are we chasing?
I have a contact, and he was trying to save a girl and a guy in a baseball outfit, the sportsman, and some sort of a sidekick who he called the mole attacked him, knocked him unconscious, and kidnapped the girl.
Do you know where they went?
No. That's what I actually asked for help with.
Actually. I tell you about the what happened. Well, I just told the address that.
Look at this.
Was the guy in the UPS outfit wearing a
I didn't see him.
Sporting outfit?
I cannot see him. Wait, do we get
the description of
the guy? Like a highlight player?
Do we get a description of the guy?
So, 32 plus 2d10.
Do we get a description of the UPS guy?
So
that's
42.
Are they the mole and the mole?
Or...
You've seen the mole? Oh, you've seen the mole. Okay. One of them was more.
Or when he was threatening him, did he say, like, come on, we'll give you enough money to make you play ball?
One of them was more. But the other guy wasn't wearing a captain's uniform.
Yeah, okay, but I tell you about the, you know, the payoff, blah, address.
Alright, so what do you get on your shirt?
Let's go.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
So, 57. So he said, think about half that.
I think it's pop song.
You trying to pick a song? Yeah, all right. Go ahead and roll. Roll high.
I just popped it. Damn it, this point. Okay, I rolled a 9. What do I have to do?
You don't. You look it up on a chart, like normal.
Yeah, but it's pretty much really hard.
What was he trying to do?
Pick his pocket.
Pick his pocket. Okay. So this would be Dex versus, his speed skill. Versus his Dex, which is 7, plus the darkness modifier of 15.
Okay, I
got so 6 versus 20-something?
Yeah.
Well, I learned that lesson.
User roll
try and pick pockets under dark.
Okay.
Don't
try to pick pockets during a combat round.
Okay, so are you gonna keep taunting him?
Are
you gonna stand away from him? Stand away from him?
Taunting the shade. Good choice.
So why is the guy with superpowers beating up some guy in a park?
It seems like it should be the light.
That's true. Right,
yeah, but you don't have any light powers.
It's hard to tell. He turned up as Starman a lot in the recent series, but I don't know who's Bowie was involved in it.
Eventually, he stopped talking.
Quite possibly Grandmaster.
You're going to chance to chase him.
Okay,
then I will find no far to hide from me.
Coffee, and I stop. Keep talking, him.
Okay. for a few minutes, the darkness goes away.
Okay. Gone. Is the guy he was beating up gone as well?
Yep. And so are the three black dudes.
When he picked up the hat, was the hat in the wall also?
No, it was dark. So basically, the shade
invisible,
is...
right?
Oh.
The it's the hat now invisible.
How much is your invisibility?
Six.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I look around and see if, since I don't know how far he could have dropped it, you know, is it, what, 3 to 4 seconds since he stopped talking?
No, it was a few minutes.
Oh, boy. The first, like, minutes, I'd like it off.
3 hours. He's filming around, talking to the guy.
Give it up, like, it off.
Okay, randomly?
Yeah.
Okay, so, so in the darkness, where the darkness ends, you're just in the middle of the street somewhere.
Yeah, I used to get off the street.
Okay.
Because that's a good way for an invisible boy to be hurt. I didn't see it! He came out of nowhere!
It's a puzzle.
I don't know! Well, you hit him in the middle of the crosswalk! I didn't see it!
They're shouting again, Chris.
Okay, so what do you want
to
do?
I look around. Do I see? You know, see him in his getaway car at all?
No.
Big black Cadillac.
First. Tinted window. First.
First time I'm in this group, I report him that this shade guy was looking at the...
The shade's in town.
The shade's in town, and with three black guys beating up random passers. Were
well, you put in?
Yeah.
The all-star spot?
And I'm that.
Yeah. It's his Liberty Bell.
God, really?
Another
acting. You guys should get organized yourself. And then she recommends you call the light because he's asking for help.
Sure.
I was hoping. I was looking for someone who could direct me.
He's like a goon.
Not say I'm like another hero to pal around with.
I would like someone who can find someone else.
So she gives you a phone number.
It's a
phone. Unless, you know, you want to do something else.
Ooh,
it's
gone already, right?
But right now...
Yeah, but I imagine
actually,
that...
I don't know what the...
In an effort to
have... We're still eating wings.
In an effort to have you call, to run less things, I'll call the phone number.
All right. So you get on the call.
Are we still in Big Larry's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just finishing up.
Delicious.
There's no way you're going to... He doesn't have any, like, tracking skills.
Okay.
He's here to help.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any tracking skills?
Sure, I know where the
mall is. Well, oh, yeah. You just know where he is. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, I walk over to the bar.
Where Big Larry's holding out a phone. There's some donation line here.
I'm in a damn costume. There's a line across my head.
Yeah, that's me.
Over here.
This is like the superhero bar in the Tick.
Yeah.
There was no superhero bar in 1943.
Well, I don't know.
The city.
It's a normal bar.
Yeah.
The superheroes drinking it.
They wrote about
and no one other
they wrote about Highland City.
Choose the direction and people will vote for you, Woo.
Okay. That was so much more entertaining.
So,
dangerous looking.
All right. So, yeah.
So, yeah, I heard that you needed help. Liberty Bell?
Well, I was looking for somebody who could track the, what's their name?
The mole.
And the sportsman.
Sportsmaster.
But I'm already here with,
Rad.
With Radiation Man.
Is Rad.
Why, have they done something to you two? Or what are your contacts? One of your less powerful, helpless contacts?
Well, I suggest that you get people who can withstand exploding baseballs.
There's this character in the Shade, called the Shade in town, who was beating up a man in the park. He can...
Sounds like a convention. Why don't you come over? We gotta beat on the mole.
Okay. Anything I can do?
Okay.
We'll order you up some wings.
I'll be wearing my costume.
Office park. Seems like I'm
delicious.
This
Radiation Man.
Oh, you're in the park too.
Yeah. Did any of this change because I was there the whole damn time?
No,
He wasn't in the park yet. He was just on the street.
Okay. So where the park action? Who was doing the park action? Did I forget when that happened?
Shannon's doing park, right?
I was in the park.
You were just walking. Oh, you went to the library to look up ANA.
just look on the internet.
Turns out there's like 50 organizations that use ANA.
True, there are. But make a roll. That's true, make a roll.
And how will you find that at the library?
Oh, man.
Everything is at the library.
You look at the card catalog.
Go ahead and just make a roll.
An acronym.
Six.
Before the internet, I read the
by the way, me being here is a total exercise in willpower for me. I just got messed with Ryan today.
How is it?
I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
I've
played it for 20.
You're pretty sure.
Understand it.
The pin is.
Yeah, that sounds like a beautiful game.
Based on the emblem and stuff, it's from the.
You want me to send you? There's an art.
American Negro Alliance.
Game Review article.
Tells you how to play it. Okay.
Which
so they have an office. A lot of it. Island City.
All right, I'll go.
From Shannon.
You go there.
I'll go there and check it out.
Okay.
Negro Alliance.
American Negro Alliance.
That's fine.
I think I bought your old coffee from
there. Hey, that was one of the things I actually said.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. So we'll do that one first. So Eric and Donald happen to run into each other outside the ANA office. Eric's sniffing. So you end up tracking them, the set to the American Negro Alliance office.
Uh-huh.
This is pretty good.
And,
Dark. I knew it.
It's okay. I'm a dark
pina colada.
Are you?
The what?
Well, kind of.
Virgin pina colada.
Black fur. Oh,
okay.
Black fur.
You're covered in black fur?
I'm a cat.
You can be a white cat.
But I'm not.
You're covered in black fur. Okay.
Yeah, bet you if we shaved you, though, you'd be kind of...
But you're right.
I think it's the only one doing
you too. So you're like an Italian.
So you do see like the background.